Hi, everybody, and welcome to today's TOC podcast. I'm Joe Weichert, chair of O'Reilly's Tools of Change Conference. If you want to see all the upcoming TOC products and events we have in the works, be sure to visit us at O'Reilly.com/TOC. Today's podcast is brought to you by Publishers Weekly, our event partner for TOC. Be sure to watch for regular TOC coverage and original content on publishersweekly.com and in the print edition. So I'm joined today by Hugh McGuire. Hugh's the co-author of Book a Futurist Manifesto and founder of Pressbooks, a book production platform. Hugh, welcome to this TOC podcast.
Thanks, Joe. Happy to be here.
So Hugh, tell us a bit about Pressbooks. Why did you decide to build this service?
Well, Pressbooks comes out of the idea that making books, producing books, should be a lot easier. There's a established workflow, I guess, in the book production. 15 years using InDesign or maybe Quark or some specialist software. And then the world of ebooks came along, and all of a sudden it seemed like it would make sense to have easier ways to get books out the door, especially ebooks, since in the end ebooks are relatively simple in terms of file structure. They're really just HTML. And so the idea behind Pressbooks is that if you start with a web-first approach using a powerful CMS content management system, you should be able to get nice ebooks out the other end. And because you're starting on the web, you've got something that's in XHTML to start, so you should be able to get to other kind of XML formats. And from there, you can generate print versions of your books as well that are nicely typeset using various different kinds of tools. So really the idea behind Pressbooks is to empower any number of book production or publishing entities to make books and make it as easy to make a beautiful book, print, EPUB, or a web version of the book, as easy to do that as it is to make a website.
Okay, well, that's an ambitious plan. So tell us about the current state of Pressbooks and what are the future plans for the service?
Yeah, it's... I guess we're still in beta phase, so we're just polishing off, making sure that the print outputs look nicer and handle images in particular. EPUB output is now good to great. Getting that into all the... Our approach really is to make a very stripped down basic EPUB with a simple CSS file sitting on top of it that should render well in all kind of readers. That's been our approach and it's worked fairly well. And the status right now, we have a good number of publishers looking at Pressbooks, using it for tests, and we're ramping up to starting to do some more serious production stuff with a number of publishers. At the same time, it's open to the public to use. And because it's built on WordPress, which I'm not sure if I mentioned that, but it's built on top of the content management system or blogging platform, WordPress. So we think that a lot of writers out there who are already familiar with WordPress are going to find Pressbooks to be an excellent tool as well. So we're sort of starting to ramp up spreading the word more widely than we have to date.
Okay. I'm speaking with Hugh McGuire, founder of Pressbooks, and as a reminder, today's podcast is brought to you by TOC's event partner, Publishers Weekly. So, Hugh, let's talk about the social aspect of Pressbooks. How valuable have your contributors been to the service up to now, and are they helping you to extend the reach of both the platform and the content itself?
When you say the contributors, you mean people who've contributed to the book that we've done?
Well, I think just the service in general, so people that are contributing content as well as comments to that content.
Yeah, so I think that this really, you asked what the idea behind Pressbooks is. So part of it is to make book production easier, but I think a more fundamental and important part of Pressbooks is putting book content online. So that's not necessarily meaning that your whole book is available to the public from when you start, but the idea is that the internet and the World Wide Web are fantastic at allowing information to spread and giving people access to information. And so if you think about printed books and ebooks, they're sort of packaged up and removed from the network. So I think one of the most fundamental and powerful ideas that sit underneath Pressbooks is that we bring that book production process online, which means that you can do things like make bits of your book available when you wish and perhaps earlier in the process. So I think that the having the content available online, particularly with the book we did with O'Reilly, has been a very powerful way to spread the ideas behind that book. And one of the most exciting things we started to see was people tweeting out and making Facebook links to specific chapters within that book and chapters that they're interested in. So you can see that the book itself becomes a social media object once it's online in a structured format. So that's been probably the most exciting thing that's come out of the work with Pressbooks. We always knew the conversion part is sort of, I guess in a way, is kind of an obvious thing. We all want better tools to convert our book production process to something more efficient. But really the most powerful thing about Pressbooks is that social interaction that can happen between a text and the readers if you expose some of that text to the web.
So let's talk about that the project that you've worked on with us at O'Reilly, Book A Futurist Manifesto. So why did you decide to produce that, and how has the Pressbooks platform helped you to construct it?
Well, the genesis of the idea behind that book was really to test out Pressbooks as a platform from my perspective. I wanted to see what it was like to be producing a book in it in a professional context. And the idea was also to make a space for some of the ideas that are behind Pressbooks and behind some of the most interesting things that we see happening within the publishing space in the world. So the idea was to collect a bunch of essays from different writers and make a book that would, we'd like to think of as a handbook that you would give to anyone starting up a publishing house today. It's some pretty, I guess, challenging material in there, some excellent essays from a lot of people. And the idea then, once we started getting these essays in, was to use Pressbooks as a means to spread the ideas, but also use the ideas as a means to call attention to Pressbooks as well. And I think the process, I guess it's been very interesting. My co-editor, Brian O'Leary, has been doing a lot of the heavy lifting of editing the texts down, or not down, but just making them consistent. And I think particularly for collections, Pressbooks is a very nice way to organize. I mean, you can move your chapters around easily and everything gets all structured well. So it's been a good learning experience. I think also have seen some of the, some of the limitations that come with a fully online production process. So thinking about the kinds of places where Pressbooks is going to be most effective in the publishing world, which is probably mainly digital first, but with a print-on-demand component is probably the most likely space where it would be useful.
Okay. And last question for you, Hugh. A lot of listeners probably might be, I think, surprised by this, but our plans are to leave the full contents of Book A Futurist Manifesto out there on Pressbooks, accessible for free by anybody, while we also look to sell a for-pay digital version. And as a publisher, I love the idea for the reach, but how about coming from you as an author? I mean, what's your opinion about doing something like that?
Well, I would say it depends a little bit what your objective is. I don't think we have enough data from this particular project to know whether this makes it sell better or worse. From our perspective, and certainly the way we pitched the idea to the contributors, was that this was really about spreading ideas and not about selling books. So our motivation is slightly different than if you're doing a book as a publisher whose main objective is to sell units of whatever book you're producing. My guess is, in the long run, that there's going to be finding a balance of mix between making information accessible, shareable online, and then charging for some portion of it. And I think the idea that someone who really wants to dive into a book may discover parts of it online and then decide to make a purchase of an ebook or a print book, I think that's a very compelling model and idea. And I think really, as we look at talking to publishers about what we're doing at Pressbooks, that would be sort of my message, is that this is an easy way to make your books very accessible and findable online. People can read parts of it that you decide to make available, but then make a decision to purchase after they've been through that initial teaser portion. And it's sort of built right into your production process to be able to do that. So I think that's a very compelling idea.
Yeah, and I think that we've got to evolve beyond this whole sample chapter approach that has existed from day one of the digital space, where we expect a customer to just automatically make a buy or no buy decision based on some front matter and a first few pages of the book. And I think we've really got to sit down and think more about the discovery opportunity that something like Pressbooks has to offer, and the way to present something that's much more rich, I think, than the samples that exist today, right?
Yeah, I think, again, the answer is going to be in the data and what we see is bringing the most value to readers. But in the end, I think that having books online and accessible in some way is really going to be where the value is for readers. So whether it's publishers who exist today or ones who are coming tomorrow, that's what publishers are going to be doing, because that's where the readers' eyeballs are. And I think there's, figuring out what that sampling process or capturing of attention process looks like is going to be the challenge for publishers in the next decade, certainly.
Yeah,
there's so much content out there, it's getting harder and harder to be heard. So.
Exactly, that whole discoverability problem gets worse. So Hugh McGuire, founder of Pressbooks, I want to thank you so much for talking to us today on this TOC podcast.
Thank you, Joe.